UN Special Rapporteur Elena Doohan is in Zimbabwe to assess the impact of sanctions. Sanctions that were imposed in 2002 after accusations of electoral fraud and human rights abuses back when Robert Mugabe was in charge. Emmerson Mnangagwa is now president. His administration says those sanctions are stalling economic development and hurting Zimbabweans.
We want the sanctions removed because they've affected every facet of our life. So in a nutshell, our document that we are going to give them will clearly indicate the effects of sanctions on our society.
The United States, the European Union, and Britain insist the restrictions only target companies and specific individuals, both within the Zimbabwean government and those associated with it.
That's the United States Embassy. Zimbabweans who want the sanctions removed have been protesting here for more than 2 years. They believe the government is being punished by the US, Britain, and the European Union for seizing white-owned farms more than 2 decades ago.
Most Zimbabweans are struggling to cope with high unemployment, inflation, and rising food prices. Those camping outside the U.S. embassy blame the country's economic crisis on what they call politically motivated sanctions.
They talk of a rule of law. I think there is no... rule of law can never be defined in precise terms anywhere in the world. So some of these issues, they talk of human rights abuses. People are killed every day in USA. A lot is happening in all those countries that sanctioned us, but they are not under sanctions. So what's so special about Zimbabwe?
Elena Doohan plans to spend 10 days in Zimbabwe on a fact-finding mission. She will then present her report to the UN Human Rights Council next September. Opposition leaders and civil society groups here say they hope to meet her too. They blame Zimbabwe's economic problems on government corruption and mismanagement. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Harare.